MP Anthony Rota announced funding to support the projects of five organizations through the New Horizons for Seniors program, at Nipissing Serenity Hospice, Tuesday. Even before the COVID-19 pandemic, there were far too many seniors facing isolation in their retirement years, Rota said. Helping seniors in Nipissing Timiskaming stay active and connected is a priority for the Government of Canada. The New Horizons for Seniors program is empowering seniors by supporting opportunities in which they can stay involved and engaged in their communities. Rota revealed the details of several projects funded through the program, totaling $101,764 for five organizations all based in North Bay. The projects being supported today will provide seniors an opportunity to participate in meaningful activities, advised Rota, which nurture their personal growth and foster community vitality. A breakdown of the projects receiving New Horizons for Seniors program funding, $25,000 for Seniors Connected, Adult Day Program, run through the Near North Palliative Care Network, Lane McDermid, hospice coordinator, said, NNPCN consistently works to offer services and events for seniors to help them age well. Thanks to the funding from the Government of Canada, NNPCN is now equipped to oversee the Seniors Connected program, which allows seniors to assist in organizing the activities they would like to participate in. $24,630 to Nipissing Serenity Hospice for its grief, bereavement and wellness programs. Bernadette Lindsay, Fund Development Coordinator, Nipissing Serenity Hospice, says, the Nipissing Serenity Hospice opened in January 2020 with the mission of providing palliative care in a peaceful setting for people of all ages at end of life and support for their loved ones. Despite the global COVID-19 pandemic being declared only 2 months after opening, NSH has served over 215 residents, their families, and caregivers to date. The money we have received from the New Horizons for Seniors grant will allow us to continue to develop grief, bereavement and wellness programs in the hospice and virtually. Wellness programs such as yoga or pet therapy helps to reduce stress, builds morale and enables people to cope when grieving. These programs also promote volunteerism, support social inclusion and healthy aging of seniors. Thank you to the Employment and Social Development Canada for this financial support. $18,800 will go toward the Victim Services Empowerment Project at Victim Services of Nipissing District. Kathleen Jodwin, Executive Director, said, Victim Services of Nipissing District, VSND, has been supporting victims of crime and tragic circumstances for 25 years. Our mission is to lessen the emotional trauma experienced by victims by providing immediate practical and emotional support in the event of crime or tragic circumstances. Last fiscal year, VSND supported over 1,000 clients. The VSND Empowerment Project is intended to enhance physical and emotional safety for victims of elder abuse by providing training, support, and technology. The program's aim is to increase reporting, knowledge, and community connections for individuals who are at an increased risk for elder abuse. Thanks to Employment and Social Development Canada for their financial support of the VSND Empowerment Project. This project endeavors to empower seniors to take action towards achieving their own safety goals. The project will also educate stakeholders on the steps to support. Together we can achieve greater safety, security and wellness in our community. $16,667 each for North Bay Pride and the Unicorn Feather Community. North Bay Pride will use the funding for events for LGBTQ2 and who identify as seniors, while the Unicorn Feather community is putting together a program on how to avoid online, phone, and romance scams. Jason McLennan, communications coordinator, spoke about both programs. He said, without grants like these, we would not be able to help fight isolation that our seniors face, especially those from the 2SLGBTQ+. It is important to create social circles for our seniors that helps create an opportunity to build friendships so that seniors can live with dignity and full of life. We also know that many seniors become victims of online scams, so we want to help seniors avoid those scams while building their personal support circles. We are here for seniors like they were here for us. Rota added, the last 2 years have been an especially trying time on seniors and we have to do what we can to support them because they have made and continue to make great contributions to our communities here in Nipissing, Timiskaming and right across Canada. These projects are a welcome investment to our communities and will help us build a strong foundation for our future to meet the needs of an aging population.